The Traveler's Journal, November 17th. Getting to know Nicaragua again. North Americans are slowly rediscovering the charm of Central America's largest nation. Nicaragua is a poor but ruggedly beautiful country. Tourism's less developed and less intrusive than other places, and foreign travelers are left largely to wander on their own. Deep economic divisions persist among Nicaragua's 4.2 million residents. Scars from the war and an earthquake that rocked the country are evident everywhere, especially in the capital, Managua. The city's always been known for its restaurants, where one can dine royally for a few dollars. The Huembes Market is a good place to shop for Nicaraguan leather and crafts. Managua also has a new cultural center and national museum. But most of the country's major points of interest lie outside the capital. The nearby town of Masaya, which overlooks a lake and smoking volcano, includes a terrific Indian market and a ballpark named for baseball legend Roberto Clemente. The narrow streets and grand homes of Granada, a colonial city spared the ravages of war and nature, have an old-world ambiance. Montelamar, a complex of villas on the white sand Pacific coast, is a vacation bargain. Selva Segra, in the north, is a fairy tale forest. But Nicaragua's real treasure is its people, who, despite decades of travail, have found a way to remain generous, gracious, and ready to make a visitor feel at home. It's always a good trip when you visit us on the World Wide Web at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.